Okay. And a place out in the out near a branch or a creek or a branch or a stream that has water on it during the in the spring, and then later you can plow it.
Well, later, so I've got a lot of overflow land. Mm-hmm. Creeks will get over it, and it leaves. It used to leave a lot of soil. Now it leaves tin cans and old plastic containers that people throwed out and throwed them in the creek, and they're all over your pasture land and all over your. It's getting mean. Even bottles. And it's mean. But when I was a boy, that stuff wasn't thrown in the creek. And this land would overflow and leave that rich stuff on there. And you'd take a field that overflowed like that, it'd be the richest field you had. Unless there's somewhere where to get the washing, and if you'd cultivated it and it'd come up one of them big floods while it was in corn or something. I keep mine all in pasture and hay in them overflow places.
Would you
I don't yonder to feel that.
Would you call that bottom, is that the same thing as bottom land?
Bottom land, it's creek bottom, or river bottom. Of course, creek bottom's here. When you get out yonder, you can see them there along the highway. It does that out along the highway there.
Uh-huh.
It's overflows. And now, Sevierville, you take Sevierville. Sevierville's right in the forks of two rivers. It gets the whole watershed to this this mountain here. And they come together right at the lower end of Sevierville, down there at the bridge, after you pass the co-op, where you turn over there to John Denton's. Right there's where they come together. You cross to go to John Denton's, you crossed what they call the Fred C. Ashley Bridge.
Yeah.
Well, the other bridge there goes across in 441. Well, the two rivers comes together right there. Mm-hmm. And he'd just wash Sevierville away.
That is there.
Well, he'd be all over Sevierville. Well, they spent thousands and thousands of dollars there. It just got so bad they had to do something. It run the post office up there had a big basement, and he'd come down them streets, you know, and run. They just lost that basement in that courthouse, this office. Or it used to be down under there. And a lot of other offices. That post office is a great big place.
But what are the names of those rivers?
Well, one of them's East Fork and the other one's Little Pigeon. The one that comes down from Gatlinburg is Little Pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that comes down from the other side down in here is called East Fork. But the two rivers gets the whole watersheds. And again, this creek here, and what water comes out of here and up to Gatlinburg and them, all comes down Little Pigeon. Well, all down back over yonder, it comes down East Fork. And you get them two rivers together with the whole watersheds of the whole county, you've got a mess of water. But they spent $1,000 on down below John Denton's, plumb way on down in there, you know. If you just look at it, you can see they've opened that river out and throwed it out. And my boy lives right straight across the river over there. When you start over to John Denton's, after you cross the Fred Ashley Bridge, there's a town in there that's called Love Addition. My boy lives there. You just right after you cross the bridge, you turn right. And there's a great big little town. Well, he'd just cover that up.
Right?
My boy bought his one. Well, he bought on the upper street, and them folks would have to vacate in there.
Mm-hmm.
And now then, it don't do that anymore. It don't overflow anymore. They had to do something. It's about to wash Sevierville away.
See,
Sevierville's low. It's a low land.
Isn't there another fork that comes? You said the East Fork.
No, they're just them two forks. That East Fork.
Is there something called Middle Fork?
No, it's East Fork and Little Pigeon. Little Pigeon comes from Gatlinburg and that side of the mountain. Well, that gets all this community, you know. It goes down here and it goes over here and meets with Walden's Creek, and they go on down there and they get into Mill Creek, and then Mill Creek empties into Little Pigeon down there below with Henderson Springs, just down in there below where you hit 441. Then that goes on, and then the watersheds of the rest of it, the Little Pigeon, comes from the Gatlinburg side. Well, then you get on down there, and East Fork comes from what they call Pittman Center, you know, on that other end of the county.